Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Stan Pappy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joel Finch. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Hara moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hara scores. Hassey moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hasse scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Cliff Johnson. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hasse hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Larry Wolf. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Stan Pappy. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobson moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Rick Burleson pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Burleson now playing shortstop. Fred Lynn now playing center field. Gary Allinson now playing third base. Butch Hobson now playing second base. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hara reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hasse moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.